It's one of these lovely stories that just comes up every so often, and you think it can't be true. It's too cute to be true, almost, but it definitely is. So what happened, the first we heard about this was at the end of last year when someone contacted us to say, oh, we've found this old bottle of Glenfarclas. Do you want to know more? Are you interested? So, of course, John Grant said, yes, of course, we'd love to know some more. And so between there, the seller's fat story and what John could establish himself, we realised this bottle actually dates to 1920, and that makes it the oldest unopened bottle of Glenfarclas that still exists, that we know of.
Where was this bottle all these years?
The story that we've managed to piece together is it was given to a Mr. Stephen Dowell, who was a manager of the long-closed Gartlich distillery down Glasgow direction. Now, that distillery actually closed in 1920, so the bottle was given to him as a gift when the distillery was closed to thank him for his work as manager there. He kept it for a long time. It was then passed down through the family, and it was actually his niece who had it until way back in 1988, when it was then given to her son-in-law, Mr. Taylor, that then got in contact with us and said this could be something interesting. They found it, believe it or not, in the back of the granddaughter of Mr. Dowell, found it in the back of her laundry cupboard wrapped in a tea towel. And it was only when the granddaughter said, oh, we've got this bottle of whiskey, and the son-in-law said, oh, that could be something of interest, that eventually came to our attention, and they decided they would like it to come back to us if it was of interest to us, and of course it was.
When was this distilled? What's the origin story on this whiskey?
We don't know exactly when it was distilled. At the time, obviously back then, they weren't aging anything like they do nowadays. All we know for sure is it was presented in 1920. It was bottled after 1919. There's been a few comments on our social media posts on this about the fact it's marked as 75 proof. That's a change that came in following the Chancellor's budget of 1919. So we know that definitely it was around that time. So whether it was bottled in 1919 or 1920, we know it was handed over in 1920. The actual age of the whisky, probably not all that old. It's not the actual whisky inside, which is the most interesting part of the story. Also, it would be great to try it to see how it compares to what we're producing today. But it's much more the fact that this is the rarest bottle, the oldest bottle that we know of.
Was Glenfarclas bottling single malt on a regular basis back then, or was the stock going for blending back in 1919?
By far the bigger part of it would be going for blending. That would have been the business back then. But clearly there was at least some going for single malt. But because obviously very small amounts, that's why we don't have anything ourselves. Well, until now, we didn't have anything ourselves from that time.
What's the oldest you have before now? What did you have before then that you thought was the oldest?
There were some from later in the 20s. So we knew that there was a different label produced from 1923 because there are still examples of that. So this being a different model of label was the indication that it came from before 1923, but after 1919 because of the 75 proof.
So if we're looking at bottling it in 1919, we know it had to be 3 years old at minimum.
Yeah.
So it would have been at least 1916. So it was produced before World War I and before the distilleries were all shut down for the war, right?
That's certainly what we would assume. I mean, there was very little production going on, obviously, around the time of the wars, certainly later on in the wars. So the exact history around that time, it's, you know, they weren't so good at record keeping as they are nowadays. But certainly it would be around that time, so early 1910s would be the assumption.
What are you going to do with the bottle? I know it's on display during the festival, right?
It is. Unfortunately, we're not going to keep it on display in the visitor centre because the conditions there really just aren't optimal for a bottle this rare. So we'll risk it over the weekend. But unfortunately, it's a bit too warm in the visitor centre. It's a bit too bright. It's not ideal. The bottle's in great condition, but the label's not perfect anymore. We really don't want it to deteriorate any further. So it will be going into a private archive of John Grant's.
At his house, of course, right?
At his house. Well, his house, the distillery, it's all the same thing, isn't it?
That's true.
But since he basically lives right next door. So but I'm not sure he'll tell us exactly where he's going to keep it. But it won't be far away, but it will not be on permanent display, unless we find a much nicer way to display it, which won't do any damage to it.
And of course, if he decides to get a small syringe and stick it down the side of the cork and pull some out, who's going to know? It's the family's
absolutely
distillery.
Not,
he can do that.
After all, he could totally do that. And at the end of the day, the level's not quite at full anymore anyway. So what's a little bit more here or there?